Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. Beatle fans are in for a real treat. Sgt. Pepper will be remastered with a brand new stereo mix from Giles Martin and Sam O'Kell and re-released on May 26th in time for the album's 50th anniversary. In addition, there'll be a 2-CD and a 2-LP vinyl set that includes previously unreleased session takes and, not to be outdone, there will be a 6-disc set that includes 2 CDs of extras, 100 minutes of outtakes, new stereo remixes of Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane, the mono album with 6 extra tracks, including the lost version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, a DVD and Blu-ray of the making of Sgt. Pepper, plus a fully restored 5.1 surround sound and high-res stereo mix, a 144-page book, and more. Wow. Ringo Starr's 1978 album Bad Boy is set to be re-released on vinyl on June 16th. And George Harrison's son Danny was selected to induct ELO into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. George frequently worked with ELO lead vocalist Jeff Lynne on his solo work as well as the Traveling Wilburys. The ceremony will air on HBO on April 29th. David Peel, the street musician who befriended John Lennon when John moved to New York, has suffered a heart attack. Peel, whose albums include The Pope Smokes Dope, which was produced by John, and John Lennon for President, appeared with Lennon at the John Sinclair Rally in Ann Arbor in late 1971. And finally, a popular school janitor at a school in Scotland, who happens to be a huge Beatles freak, got the surprise of his lifetime from his students for his retirement. Students at the school all sent letters to Paul McCartney asking for Paul to send a message to the soon-to-be retired caretaker. Paul obliged and sent a signed note wishing him well in his retirement and to keep rockin'. How cool is that? Check out rare Beatle-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.